Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
There you go. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, let us come together. Hey, up to 7 o'clock. Let me greet our guests there. Sipho, sawubona bhuti.
Mfundisi, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani kodwa?
Kulinyelele balaleli mfundisi emakhaya, abazalwane nomfundisi Dominic Jabulani egameni leNkosi. Amen.
Nazo-ke bhuti omkhulu. Nazo-ke. Sawubona-ke Jabulani, sawubona bhuti. Awuthi ngiyicale phansi futhi. Sawubona we Jabulani. Hawu, kunjani? Hey, usemgoqeni na? Oh, hayi, leso ukuthi asikho right, bhuti. Hayi, asikuzwa kahle thina.
Okay,
I'm not sure if you can tell me if you can tell me. How many of you are in the
country? Please,
Okay. Hey, my daughter. Thank you so much to Ubahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. And, of course, we're taking it from here right through up to 7 o'clock. And this is Back to Basics. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Welcome to it. And I am talking to these powerful men of the Father, Yehuah Elohim. And namhlanje sikhuluma ngewayini veyini la itsiba veyini na
wayini
ya othena asibikini veyini ngoku unrumele WhatsApp ore naki tsibi veyini or bagodi hey singile ka itsiba mara ya mpalela ke nwile mara ya mpalela kare ke le ka mara ya mpalela ke antachisha veyini ya ntia dilo tsa o se tsebalega ka re wa batho veyini hambu thuka abantu shaya abantu umzimba wangena wa madimoni iwayini baba yalazi idimoni lokudakwa abantu abaningi abalazi idimoni lokudakwa it's the one of the most cunning demons because you are not aware that it is around. Yeah, well, you're not aware that it is around. And that's serious business. Genesis chapter 19 verse 33. So they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he did not know when she lay or when she arose. Yabona ukuthi lenzani idimoni le?
Hey.
Ha? Abantwana balala nabazali babo.
Yeah.
Idimoni le wine. Lenza yonke lento le.
Libi.
Esther chapter 3 verses 15. Khuluma ngewine. Says the couriers went out, hastened by the king's command, and the decree was proclaimed in Shushan, the citadel. So the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed. Wine. It brings an onslaught that will drive you into fear. Wine. Proverbs 20 verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. And whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Hey, bagit. Inda benkulu ke le. And much of the times, we overlook this. Akulunywa ngazo. Ngikuba ngawena no, arini dipiri, renowa nakoke. Proverbs 21 verses 17, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. It's amazing that it says so. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Proverbs 21 verses 17, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Why don't the same thing leads to poverty? Love of wine. There are warnings. These are warnings. Ngenda ba ye wine. Veini. Kasperi barki veini. Veini. Proverbs 23 verse 31, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swells around smoothly. Go when I'm advertisement or corner. By tell a gulet glass lelling at in dish albona little besel bamba ulchukucha white chukucha well chukucha.
Wine cocktail.
Bese munta kona a puze bese a hambi sili mati. Angeyazi bezwani. Bese uyakhinya, bese uyakhinya. Abanye abagwinyi bese uyakhafula kukhona laba khafulela khona. Bese Cape Town ngibonile zonke lezi. Bakhafulela khona, khona laba khafulela kumaqedwe ukuthi bese lapha yana. Bese bayabhala phansi lapha. Hawu madoda. Kubhalwani lapha yana. Ngoba la advertiser, hawu. Uma ba advertise amanzi nanoma mhlawumbe ba advertise ukhamba ama ba advertise ini abo borstolini maku advertise iwine bakhomba labafana laba abantu ba abantu abamnyama laba bamadevudevu neinwele ngathi zikhelile kancane nalamantombazana amahle bagcoka ama bikini bagijima bangena phakathi kwamanzi baswima so amanzi akho na clear 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 nenhlanzi zakho na zinhle ngathi kuse paradise. Bese bakubonisa le wine litheleka so. IBhayibheli liyasho la lithi yabona mase kufika lapho ndoda bheke eqeleni.
Yeah.
Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup. Bese bathi shears ngabona kwesinye isikhathi ne president yami enye so yathi shears. Even. It is a mocker. It leads to spiritual poverty. It leads to poverty. Amazingly, the demons that are working behind it, they are pushing sinister motives. You become sexually immoral. This is how it brings about all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But il kichimela kuphi tinga peluli. Hey, what's up? What's up about the wine is she and Nate Gaika? Evan. Immorality. Do not look at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swells around smoothly. It swells around. Because they got mad at the pen, we born in our tide lang. I think say, got in as a eight and Gandhi's hawk. Proverbs 31 verses 4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. We are kings.
Amen.
Aren't we the royal priesthood? It is not for us to drink it, because he let us onke lezinto esikhulumile. Ngithi mina, a Davidton. Bekunenkonzo bathi sebazodla umthendeleko And when we're doing that communion, the priest was wearing this long robe that has red stripes. And he said, we are taking the communion. There is this communion that is strong, and there is this one that is not strong. It looks like it's a grape juice. If you know that you are not strong, stand on this line on my right. It's the one with the grape juice. If you know that you are strong, stand on my left hand side. It's the one that is strong. Guess the majority of the congregants were standing in which line? Guess, just guess, Sipo, guess.
Obviously, Fundi, but strong. I didn't have strong anyway.
They were standing on the left hand side, man. They were even complaining that when they were drinking, the guy would remove the cup quickly. La atuya khabula kon.
And I got two little cool.
Because
yeah.
And it is spoken that it is not for kings. If you say you are a king, if a king who is alive, Yahushua HaMashiach, lives within you, the Messiah himself lives within you and me, we are kings. We are the royal priesthood. If we say we are the church, we are the royal priesthood. Therefore, it is spoken with regards to us. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. Why would the same thing be repeated in the same sentence? It shows the intensity of the warning. Proverbs 31:4, it says that. Nor for princes intoxicating drink, young people. Your princes and princesses. Kungenenye bathu umlando jabulani. Bajayiva babhekene namaboda. Abapompi abapompi abadlali. Isaiah Chapter 5, verses 11. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them. Do you know what it means to be inflamed? It means to be full of the spirit of drunkenness. It's when now you are in the demonic realm of drunkenness. You do things that you don't remember. Tomorrow you don't remember those things because it was not you. Have you realized people who drink and tomorrow they don't know what happened? Akazuze njani ekhaya, ubani umkhiphile ihlo, or izinyo lisele kuphi? Ubani umshaye ngimtswebhu kangaka? Kanazo amapain tomorrow.
Said.
Let's hear what you say after this.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
There we go. There we go. There we go. And thank you so much to Jackie M. Jackie M says, good day, Brother Ray. Proverbs 20 verses 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Wine mocks. You know, to mock, it plays a fool out of you. Huh? It starts fights. It makes people foolish. Absolutely. And it doesn't end there. It makes people curse at the Father.
Oh, what a topic today from this. It's so humbling at the same time. It's so painful that we're talking about this topic today. And so serious in such a way that we need to bring the light out of it. And our beautiful country, our beautiful people, the body of Christ, we need to speak the truth in love on this.
Mm.
Not judging anyone, but putting the facts and the reality of his life, and from it we draw the truth from the scripture, mfundisi. Singaka izwini lenkosi ngaphandle kwalo, there are many negativity that has been brought by the wine in our society. We have the issue, mfundisi, lezinsuku la khona bekuvaliwe khona uphuzo ungadakisa. Our country was little bit sober, and sizibonile izinto ezinhle zivela. But when they open doors for those people who go there, emawayini othenga, mfundisi, emathaveni, imingeni eminingi iyafa. Sizokucela mlele sekhaya ishalayela ukuthi ekuseni, please stay away from wine. Kahle kahle kunemindeni namhlanje efana nelanga ngivela khona, mfundisi. I've seen my stepfather beating my own beautiful mother every day, edakiwe, ephuzile. I've grown up in this environment where khona singabantwana sibona beshaywa abazali bethu. Sibonile abantu be-abuse, be-rape, bedakiwe, be-rape, bedakile. Namanye amazwi, sibonile thina kunama-drink and driving, abantu mfundisi bengena kuma-crash head-on collision. Uma bebhekwa, badakiwe, ama-insurance awasabhadali because vela bowudakiwe. Sibabonile abantu mfundisi, ngisebenze mayini underground, kunomshini okuthiwa i-breathalyzer, uma uzongena e-company test. Sibabonile abantu balahlekelwa umsebenzi. Young beautiful boys, bephuza, bedakwa, kuphela imali yokuphuza ngoba bedakiwe. Sisho lokhu umlaleli ukuvezela singakayi ezwini lenkosi ukuthi utshwala kahlehle abukaze bumakhe umuntu, abunayo ikusasa, bukufisela okuhle. Impilo yakho kanzwa gcwala utshwala, ikusasa likho. Imindeni yalimala financially, ukuhlala nje ethaveni uyindoda 2 hours, 3 hours, ungazi abantwana bakho bavikele ubani, ungazi ukuthi unkosikazi wakho usele nobani. Leyo mali ngabe uyogibela kusasa, abantwana bayondliwa ngayo, nayo uyiphuza nabangani. Those little girls that you bought ama utshwala ubathengela, they are like your age of your children, but you still niyeza utshwala ulale na. Konke lokho kuyakhombisa ukuthi utshwala abunaki kusasa. Ngamanye amazwi, sibabonile mfundisi abantu angabe bane sasa benama-profession amahle, bengabodokotela, bengabo-nurse, bengama-engineer, sebe-qualified, benomsebenzi omuhle, ulahleka ngenxa yotshwala. So sizothi namhlanje kube kusuku le-show, please, we don't judge you, but we see ukuthi you need this truth evele ezweni likaNkulunkulu. Sibale nje la isayidini lokuthi asikakabali ivesi, kodwa nje siyakubhekisa ukuthi lo mntwana okukhula ekhaya ebona ushaya umamakhe noma ubabakhe ngenxa yotshwala, uyamlimaza engqondweni. Lama divorce rate angaka, abantu khona beqoma ibhodlela lotshwala, bashiya abantwana, bashiya imindeni, walahleka izimali, ikusasa badayisa izindlu ngenxa yotshwala. Mfowethu, sizokucela namhlanje, ngiyakuncenga egameni likaJesu. Le ngozi esiyibona abantu befa, chitheka igazi, kufa ama-bread winners ngey'moto ezinhle, befa bebulwa utshwala. Sizokucela namhlanje, warning of the wine. Please, lama vesi nje mfundisi owafundile ayishaya ihlula inhliziyo yami from the Genesis chapter 19 verse 33. La khona amadodakazi amabili ancuma ukulala noyise. What a disgrace. Kuyakhombisa ukuthi utshwala kahle hle ma ucabanga ube under the influence of alcohol, you don't think straight. How come can you sleep with your father? Yingako namhlanje nilalini, uyawazi amakhaya la khona umasigidi asibhekane lo nalo wakhuzwana. Lelo khaya, it's not established in the word a proper kaNkulunkulu. Yingakho namhlanje kuseni umbhali wamahubo 1:27 ithi uma uJehova engayakha indlu, abayakhayo bayakhelisa. Kuyingoba masikhulu sasiyisho mfundisi Ray ethi wemjemula ulibe lotshwala mshemula umuzi uyareka neke wakho umuzi umdakwa iwayini.
Umudakwa iwayini angeke kwakho umuzi. Into ezokwazi nje ukuyenza ukubhidliza ngaloko okwakhile.
Nasiloke mfundisi.
Ya, kuba inkinga nje enkulu, and we really need to be very careful about this.
Exactly.
You know, we really need to be very careful about this. And really study the word. It says it is not for kings.
Exactly.
It's not for kings, it's not for princes, you know. It's not for those who are the royal priesthood, in other words.
Yeah.
Since you are kings and princes and princesses, Queens.
A peculiar nation, a nation of God.
Absolutely. A peculiar nation, yes. It's not for you.
Exactly.
To be found partaking in such.
Exactly.
Now, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by it is not wise. We see it takes away wisdom.
Exactly.
And we know Christ as the wisdom of the Father.
Hallelujah.
And now it moves you away from wisdom. So I have a problem with the people batibona enkonzeni yabo bayahabula benzani benza. I have a problem with that because the word says it takes you from the wisdom. You are not wise when you do that. And the wisdom that the word is talking about is Christ himself. He is the wisdom of the Father.
Yes,
Yahuwah Elohim.
Amen.
Jabu, what comes to mind?
Indeed, you know, greetings my friend, people and all the listeners, you know. We really thank God for the wonderful topic about the warnings of wine. So I believe that God really is warning us because he wants us protected from this dangerous spirit, actually, of drunkenness.
Yes.
Because many of us, we've justified drinking, you know, even not so-called the children of God. That is why we're quoting that in the church, you will find pastors condoning, you know, the drinking of the wine at the expense of saying that this is Holy Communion. Even, you know, like my background, the church that my family goes to, you know, like I know, I remember even my, you know, the school that I attended, a Catholic school. You know, my friends would even hold the class here, but with Amazon and our Pambi.
Amazon.
Yeah,
please.
Hi, Bo.
And, you know, that is the spirit of drunkenness was planted. The word of God was supposed to be planted. Where the right values, you know, right foundation was supposed to be planted, but the spirit of drunkenness was condoned. But you know, we got to learn that, there is something that is, why? That tastes nice like this. And then, you know, that's why many of, like, you know, of us after, you know, like high school, we were just drunkards because of, we took it from, you know, like from the church, which is so sad. So that is why even I'm saying, you know, like the so-called children of God, we still condone. People justify drinking wine. You know, they'll say, no, I was just, you know, it was just Christmas Day or it was a wedding day at home, you know. I don't drink throughout the day, but just once in a while, they'll even quote scriptures. When Paul instructed Timothy that, you know, because of, you know, I think his metabolism system or what, he said you should take a little bit of wine, you know. So they will quote in order to condone their drunkenness or drunkardness. They will condone it and quote from the Bible that, but Paul said to Timothy, you must drink a little bit of wine. And then they will even, you know, misquote and say, Jesus Christ turned water into wine. Even though when you go to the wedding, you never find that. We never find a scripture where the Lord converts water from being water into being wine. The word says that when they drank the water that he blessed, it tasted as the sweetest of wine.
Yeah.
It doesn't say he turned water into wine.
No.
Drunkards, people who are condoning, who really like are caught up into like drunkardness, and they don't want to quit, they will use all these scriptures in order to really justify drinking. But God is warning us that this is not for us, especially as children of God, because we are kings, you know. It leads to debauchery. You know, I was reading also Ephesians 5:18, that, you know, wine leads to debauchery, you know. But we must be filled with the Spirit of God. To live a useless life, you know. They decide because of drunkenness. Brother was saying some of the things he was able to explain from five words of old of drunkenness.
Shifta kancane, besingasakuzwa kahle.
Alright, thanks, my friend.
Yeah, and because of wine, yes.
Yeah, because of wine, so our fathers were acting in a way that really was not building a foundation to us to really be men that are upright and that are strong, than, you know. So that is why wine is not really good for us.
Hey.
And then never even, you know, partake of wine. I know that people will justify it according to it, but, you know, what about that? They say wine is not for kings. You know, what about that? Why you take only that which is going to condone what you want to embrace, and you leave out the rest? Because it's not only that. As I believe you've quoted even in Proverbs 20, verse 1, that wine is a mocker, strong drink a growler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. So it means you are stupid, you are foolish when you partake of wine. You know, when you use wine, you know, you will act foolishly. You know, my friend. Yeah, video. One of the girls at a nightclub, you know, they were showing this girl while still drinking. You know, they were drinking, and then with everyone, you know. But the end result, she ended up lying down, not even now who she is, lying down, herself, and they were taking pictures and videos, you know. That is stupidity. That is foolishness. That is what the devil exactly wants, you know, to really, like, you know. And the social media is in the corner as well. So this girl, his self-esteem yake will always be affected by that incident because of the wine. Wine is not good for us. We should really not really play the wine, especially as children of God. If we are calling ourselves children of God, disciples of Christ, wine is not good for us.
Modimar tuse, retwe modilotse so. You know, I believe that much of the times we fail to understand this. I once sent one of our artists to one of the award ceremonies, Zama Gospels and stuff. And he couldn't believe it. Ngendlela ebebabtshepula ngakhona. Yangizwa sipho. Couldn't believe. Ngendlela ebebabtshepula ngakhona. Atrizville bathi bebashaya amakumkwabaka. Kusho ukuthi ya liphakama ibhodlela. Inkinga enkulu. Even phakathi kwabantu abasindisiwe. I don't want to speak here as what do they call this? Pieter Kofi. Pieter Tamati. Nah. I saw these things. And I know how they permeate. And I know how people continue to be governed by the demon of drunkenness in the guise of pleasure and relief. I know. I've seen it. And I sympathize. And that's why I speak, you know, on a show like this. Let's go to the word and let us correct ourselves. La is litislung sekon. And then move on with the Father. The issue is to seek the kingdom of the Father and all its righteousness. That's the mission. And this is how it's done, through discipleship. And I can tell you without a doubt, others, they do it because they would say, well, my cool friends are doing it, and those girls were saying, hi, minu muntu ngapuzi, I don't think ngizokwazi ukuthi ngibe naye. And the demon of alcoholism says to you, yabona uyaluza. Phela lo, islay queen lo. Wakho ke lo, uyaluza. Uma bethi bumnandi kanjani ngoba beyababa. My brother has been drinking ever since we were at primary. And he is 54. So he started drinking when he was 13, 14. So he'd been doing it for 40 years. It almost killed him. We couldn't believe. I believed Dugutuzoyek. We kept on praying. I remember me and Johan Els, we would pray for him. And would always be careful, Guti, don't eat the watermelon that he had touched, because we know what he does to watermelons. He opens a watermelon and he would pour something there, and all of you manage la watermelon there. No mabatiz in those votiwe la. And so kwinyi the guy too, kantu kwinyu kavin. During the lockdown, people were falling in the streets. There's something called pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
If it is umuntu as Moshe. In Attridgeville, in Ramukupa, there is this thing called battery charger. When you get into that house, they force you to eat mohobe kamuroho. You must at least eat one plate, because one cup of that thing. Sizos about to shy so he pass la pestrati. I once drove to a place called Plompot. And there were people there in that street. I think there was a function. And someone said to me, over the trees there, there's a farmer who does this other drink, they call it mampur. People go there wearing ties. When they come back, the ties are about to hang them. You know, you could see this guy suffocating, falling in the streets, rolling in a suit. Just one cup. What is happening to our souls? It must make you worried.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
I saw some people are laughing when they're sending me WhatsApps. They're laughing. It's not a joke.
It's reality.
We are taking it to part two. We are going to talk about the demon of drunkenness. And when we look into the word again, the aim. And look, wherever there is alcoholism, in our townships, everywhere, you will see people become riddled with poverty. A guy with a law degree.
Exactly.
A guy with a law degree.
Yeah.
Yeah? It started, and you become hooked into this. When they have not drunk it in the morning, they shake.
Exactly. It becomes a habit now.
We wanted to force the other one to drink, to eat oats. He was crying, literally. Angayifuni oats. Akhaliswe kwengane.
Funi utshwala, hayi ukudla.
Ngaze ngakhumbula uTerence that you'll cry my mind. Ekhaliswe kwengane. Angafuni ukudla oats. Because this thing, it kills your stomach. Your stomach becomes painful when you eat. And you become addicted to it. And these demons have turned you into an altar. Whatever it is that they want to see happening with your body, it's to take in wine.
Sad.
And to be so much drunk and addicted to it, so that you become poor. Communities are becoming poor. Alcohol is yo, Eitobeni, there was a time when we were praying Eitobeni long ago, before Eitobeni Zibwe Nkuluso, because that demon was just there. enkangala you'd see some teachers would be dancing mangdlula so and then bafihle so ngithi eh ithi ngene ngihlale nani kanqa eh mfundisi dlula I'm talking fellow ministers, man. Pula amakhaya, people lose their spouses.
Their loved ones. You
become poor. You lose everything. Sipo, what comes to mind?
It is a certain from this. I become emotional when we talk about this because some of these things, it becomes a disgrace to a beautiful country and it's destroying the nation and its future generation. Remember, what went to their mind? It means this thing has become a habit to them.
Why is it a lockdown?
Exactly. I'm talking something positive that can bring life to his life. No. Ngoba lento hooked kuyo. It means there's a demon that needs to be felt. Akekho umuntu esoba mfundisi ongayogcekeza ethaveni agcekeze umuntu athole ibhiya bese ayadakwa noma iwayini adakwe besenzani after ku-right. So it shows ukuthi this thing inedemon. Uma sibuke indabeni mfundisi where people bebekhanda amapenapule kuvala ukuthengiswa kotshwala.
Hey.
Family members they died mfundisi. Those children bakhula namhlanje akunababa. Uma kulwazi umlando ubaba wabulawa ipenapule eyikhandwe kufakwa ama-acid kufakwa yonke ngoba
imbula.
Exactly, mfundisi.
Bafaka nama ARVs.
Exactly, mfundisi. Kuyakhombisa ukuthi noma utshwala ungathi umfundisi. Somebody
babamba la.
Somebody being saved by God, Noah. Lithi iBhayibheli wathi phuma emkhunjeni. Hey, iBhayibheli lithi waqamba ma. Noma ungathi wena hayi ukuthi nje yazi ukuthi uNoah, a man of God. Lithi iBhayibheli wadakwa walala ingcunu kuyakhombisa ukuthi ingqondo
bengasekhoukuthi
utshwala mfundisi noma ungaphuza ngamavesi liyayidistroya impilo yomuntu yingako nonabali wathatha iwayini wakhuluma kabi kwiy'nceko zikadavide wasayiva umkakhe because enobunabali enobustupidity phakathi kuye ngenxa yotshwala ngizothi namhlanje ngincenga mntana sekhaya isalalele ayikho into enhle ngavele le mali yotshwala ngabe wena sokhulisela RDP ngabe uthathe le mali wathatha abantwana bakho bayise university le mali ngabe ithenga isinkwa sakusasa ngabe bazokhera mfundisi ngishimala ayikole uma kubuka abantwana izicathulo abayigcokayo even take our money and buy shoes for those kids abazali babo utshwala abantwana bakheri mfundisi abanaso isikhathi sabo abazali because of this demon so we need to rebuke and stand against this demon that terrorize our life terrorize our families because uSathane uyazi ukuthi once they destroy that family ngendoda ephuza utshwala edrayivele imoto enkulu ejwayele nje ukuthi no mina ngiphuza utshwala ngigamile iy'mali zami lalela you're wasting your precious resources that God has given unto you ukuthi you should be a blessing to your family mfundisi njengoba ngishini lapha emayini kusebenza abafana abancane abangaphasi kwami they've lost umsebenzi wabo ngenxa nje amadlazi amabili amathathu bababamba bephuza utshwala. I'm talking to you now. Abanye ngihlala nabo lo mfundisi. Uma ngiphuma ngemsebenzini babheka, sebehlela ekhoneni, leyo mali yokudakwa abasanayo. You know why? Utshwala mfundisi is a mocker. So, please guys, asikubalekeleni utshwala. Noma ngingathila, hayi nje siyabhayiza liphuza utshwala umfundisi. It helps us. Ngiyakucela. IBhayibheli ithi izidakwa zingaphandle kombuso wezulu. Amen.
Izidakwa zingaphandle kombuso wezulu. You just lose, you know. Hayibo.
657 AM.
657 AM. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Tell us about the effects of wine. Biala. Yeah, the damage it has caused in a family. You know, to families. Friends, marriages, careers, beautiful faces, women, beautiful women. What had become of them? Great men, what had become of them because of this love for wine?
Yeah,
because now you lose your job and then you start to realize you can't afford wine. Then ingudu. From engudwini you can't afford ingudu ngoba uyakweletisa yonke le ndawo bakubhalile angithi
Hey,
mayotholi imali ye-UIF, hey mna. Bakusele muva la, bakuladelela kini.
Ayi, you with a
whole. Bathuma lo yamfana we-bodybuilder bathi at mama arikhicola ta phasela aloka phula ayenza imino yakhe yengqindi ukukhala gorhla. Gorhla, ulaqhasha. Ulat cash. Before you know it, you are poor. Just like drugs, you start selling everything. Your wristwatch. You start selling all these things.
Yeah.
And alcohol, you see, wine is a mocker. It continues to tell you that, you don't worry, you'll be back on your feet. And it mocks you. When you are drunk, you talk about positivism, how you will rise up to your feet again, and how educated you are, the kind of degree you have, and how far you have been walking with the Father. But you're just walking.
Yeah, I said.
In a lack of wisdom. Stupor. The spirit of stupor. Ubuwula. Give us a shout. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. And people don't want to talk about this. You know, they don't want to talk about it. That many people get into a shebeen and see those people who are drunk. Those that we call alcoholics and stuff. And sometimes sit down with them when they are sober and listen to what comes out of their brains there. You'd be shocked. There's a guy who is riddled with alcoholism. I once posted him that this guy could have finished his medical degree. He did not.
Because of why?
Ah.
Good. Then I blew it. I blew it. Millions. I blew it in 6 months.
You're hungry. Oh, kukhona yabo I blew it. And leze idlala ibholo leza sivuna ukulalela leza. And ayisindisiwe le outing leze idlala ibholo leza. Zisindisiwe. Net umuntu akhona baqala ke manje.
Tsola le mali tshwala.
Ashaya le yangoma ethi Don Perignon. Ha ngiyakutshela. Abasambheki noNkulunkulu lobe bamkhuleka ukuthi babe successful akwazi ukudlalela i-country.
Yeah.
Akathengeni le ukuthi yena now ufanele adlalele i-country besikhuleke ukuthi umuntu adlalele i-country.
Akathengeni.
Manje is too busy na ku discipleship akasezi udlalele i-country.
Yeah.
Kungasikudala sibona kule program kukhala enye ingoma ebuhlungu ithi I blew it. Mina bengicanga ukuthi ingoma yamasotsha bakhuluma ngamabhomu ngani. Kanti hayi.
Yakhala mfundisi la. And utshwala is the main cause.
Kakhulu. Now check this out. When the way it is done, everyone who drinks, they think they are cool. I know, man. When we were going to high school and all that, I remember Utumsan used to say to me, high school, Utumsan Shonile, by the way, sorry. Utumsan, a friend of mine, would always say, hey, Utum, hey, Joe. Maspuma lang e lunch Joe arofeta dago Lucas dag in your shapatse beat. Ivan. Yeah, boy, and on the mal, Utala Nemal is the man. Give over owner lady in Lentale Amasanta and 18 at the company Yamasanta and 18 and as babies and costly women. Amasanta and 18 and none. And so, he would bring lots of money. There was a time uzengenye imoto egray laphana thina sabaleka xa ukuthi le ama secret police sabaleka kanti uye nelunch sabaleka thina phela. I grew up in the state of emergency.
Yes.
1984 85. Sabaleka. I remember it was 1980 85 or 86. Sabaleka thina besingene high school. Bona mahata abantu ngashiyala. Burububuru. Abe siyabaleka. Kanti uDumsane. And Monday we would come to school ngathi bekune competition yokuza uphethwe ibhabalazi. And kuya smiley. Yeah, abovu. Kuya smiley ukuthi umuntu akuncinzelile ihlo xa ukuthi ngathi yazi kuzophuma igazi makancinzile ihlo so.
And that backside.
It is not for kings.
Never.
It's an intoxicating drink.
It makes you poor.
It inflames us, yes. In Isaiah 28, verses 1, it says, "Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim." Yabona? Pelaba bantwana ba nkulunkulu, Ephraim. The drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant valleys, to those who are overcome with wine. What's up, Puha? Yes, my Pumikal. Go on, it's him dress my Pumikal.
Yeah,
Puha. Dangar, yeah. We are Puha. Nana Mutko visit Veselin Gafan.
Yeah.
It brings shame to you. It brings pain to you. Abantu baphenelwa inyawo mfo uthola yabo phe ibandishi. Qala phansi kufika phezulu lapho mara akana ngisho nenxeba elilodo mara inyawo ziyaqaqamba.
Kungwonke umzimba.
Wonke umzimba. Jabu.
Indeed, we may God really help us so that we'll be free from this spirit, you know, and really just separate ourselves for the Spirit of God to indwell us, and also for God's will to be done, because this is a hindrance for us even to fulfill the will of God upon our life. You know, if we are really still giving ourselves into wine, you know, there is nothing that really God is going to use us to do here on earth. You know, like, I want also just maybe to touch about, like, you know, the people also who are in condoning and promoting, you know, alcohol, because sometimes others will have also, like, they will justify it. I remember when we had a debate about with some of the brothers that during lockdown when they were closing alcohol, you know. And my argument was that, you know, the cause of accidents, it's been proven that it's alcohol. Because, look, they closed alcohol and then accidents were very low. And also, even the violence was very low. Domestic violence.
Yeah.
So, but when that is open, you see the cases of domestic violence, you see the cases of rape, you see the cases of accidents, you know. And then, so my brothers that we were like debating with, they were saying, no, these people, they are running business. This is their survival. This is how they are making their living, you know, through alcohol. And also, even alcohol, you know, like, there is, it's boosting the economy because of the tax that is charged, you know. So, you know, that's the condoning and the promotion of alcohol also, which is against the will of God. You know, like, I was checking a scripture in Habakkuk 2:15. It says, "Woe to him who makes his neighbor drink, who his neighbors drink. You pout your wrath and make them drunk in order to gaze at their nakedness." You will be shocked. Nabandabara namashibhile emalokishini, you know. Bazi kahle ukuthi kamakhelwane akunakudla. Kodwa ubaba wakhona uhlezi la.
Utheta yonke imali la.
Yonke imali abangasela next. Le 100 rand yokugcina yadimelithini isimsekhaya. Uyayicedela lapho. Nomama wakhona lapho wazi kahle, but akanendaba because of she is making money.
Eish.
You know. But woe, God says, woe who makes his neighbors to drink, you know. So, akumele ukuthi abantu bazigeze izandla ukuthi hayi thina si run a business. No. There are many businesses that you can run. There are many businesses that you can run that are profitable and pleasing to God. Ayenza ukuthi abantu baphile bangafi. Utshwala bulala abantu. So how can you also
other people's lives?
Yes, how can you pursue the business that really claims people's lives? It means you're on the side of the devil who came to steal, kill, and destroy. You are exactly like him. So that is why no one is really can justify himself. You know, whether you are drinking and you are causing people to drink, God is really rebuking tonight that really we are to repent and really do away with alcohol. You know, you will see, as I was arguing with my friends, that we will live peacefully. You saw during lockdown when alcohol was closed, there was so much peace. Like, you know, you could even speak sense with people that you know. They will reason and you really see how intelligent, how wise they are.
Mm.
But when they are drunk, it's like, you know, you can't even hear what they say, you know, man. I spend time with people who are drunk. Like, you know, I'm from a family where many of, like, my father used to drink. My grandfather used to drink. You know, many of the people in my family, they are drinking, you know.
Mm.
So I know the consequences and the dangers of alcohol. It's not good.
Mm.
You know, it's not good at all. There is nothing that I can point out from my father for drinking. Mm, yeah, no, it was best. This is what he gained. Nothing. My grandfather, the same thing. Other fathers, other uncles, other brothers, you know, other sons. Nothing, you know. So really, it's just the means for the devil to really, like, pilela pants in people's abandon. One brother was supposed to finish the degree for the medical degree, but he couldn't finish it because of alcohol. There are many also in the very same situation. There are many things that they've lost in their lives because of alcohol. I know a brother, a friend of mine, who lost in 70 because of alcohol, as people are saying, you know. But I want to buy again in 70 by a punches. And if you're going to be able to no puzzle times and then, but maybe warning, second warning, you are fired.
Yeah.
One of my brothers, my friends, lost in 70, you know, because of alcohol. And so we cannot say then, I know, there is nothing wrong. No, this is war. The devil wants to really kill, steal, and destroy. So make sure that you secure your life by giving your life to Jesus Christ. You before, we've drunk before. But thank God who saved us, who delivered us. That is why now we can speak like this. It's not because we are better or we are judging and looking down. No, it's because we know what we're talking about.
God
has got the power. You're testifying to some of my friends that I haven't touched alcohol. I think the last time I touched it still maybe at tertiary, maybe 1990. Ever since I got back again, I never drank alcohol. I'm not trying to make myself better, but I'm trying to testify of the power of God. You know, I've never had the desire, the thirst, the hunger. I'm always, from my family, people that been here. There's never been a time where I felt that I can never see. That's God's power. He can come. He can set free. So even there, my friend, my brother, my sister, thinking, no, there is no solution. No, I just have to give that. No, there is the power of God to deliver you from drunkenness.
Yeah, the power of the Father can deliver from drunkenness. Man, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. It's 6 o'clock. You can talk to us or send us a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp is 0826572729. Or you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Or 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say. And of course, send us also your voice notes. You know, let's hear what you say on your voice notes. I'll be glad to hear some of your voice notes about wine, which leads to dissipation. Ningathuli. Kana mayimathuli ngobuthi hey, ngisayiphuza ithing thuli. No. Hello there. Okay, we seem to be losing that one. We're taking your calls live. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. You can give us a shout there. Or 012-334-1322.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.